Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Say after me, I, Olufemi Akinola, I have found the favor of God. I have found favor in the sight of God. If you believe it, shout a big amen. Luke chapter 1 verse 28. You see, in the kingdom of God, this kingdom of God, every success story is tied to favor. Favor is bigger than miracle. Favor is the flavor of life. As the salt is to food, that is what favor is to life. When there is no favor, there is no flavor. And the angel came to into her and said, "Hail, at least I greet you, thou that art highly favored." Is there somebody here today that God is telling, among your mother's children, among your siblings, you are highly favored? He said, "And because you are favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among all women." See, today, even the Catholics are worshiping Mary, because she found in favor. Can I pray for you? Long after you are even gone, after you have enjoyed your life on earth, people will know and take notice that God has favored you among them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Help me play. I'm the one you have showed mercy. Listen to me. I have heard people say, told me that among your mother's children, what happened to you? You know what happened? I obtained favor. That same favor that I obtain, I am telling somebody here today, may you obtain bigger favor in the name of Jesus. Psalm 44 verse 3. I'm the one you have shown mercy. You have shown me mercy. You have shown me mercy. For they got not to the land in possession by their own sword. There are some feats you cannot achieve in life by struggling. Neither did their own arm and the strength save them. But God's right hand and thy arm and the light of his countenance, because thou art a favor unto them. Stretch your hand unto that place. Among your mother's children, among your father's children. I don't know if you are the one God is talking about, but I pray, may you be the one that will obtain mercy. May you be the one that will obtain favor. If you are the one, I pray for, let me hear your loudest amen. You cannot get to the land God has promised you by your strength, but you need God's favor. It is very important to know that hard working is good. Being diligent is good. Being studious is good. You read your book, yes, in this life. But beyond that, I'm telling you now, one cannot really stand and be great without God's favor. No matter how smart you think you are, you can't get there without the favor of God. In career, in marriage, in academics, in ministry, you need God's favor. And today's service is pointing at you that you have found favor in the sight of God. If you are the one, let me hear a bigger amen. Favor is what separates you from the crowd. From the crowd, from everybody, favor will find you like this. No matter how much you labor, look at me. No matter how much you use your strength, don't play down on favor. Don't say, don't play down on favor. The currency of the spirit is what? Is favor. Just as salt is to food, that is what favor is to life. You have found favor already. So I'm going to be showing you some people that found favor. They were even arguing with God, but they find favor. They were even questioning God, but they find favor. So God has impressed in my heart today to teach you this. And there are some people listening to me now, watching me now, that this service is for them. That even this month of July, the favor they have been waiting for will be activated in the name of Jesus. May you be one of them. I'm not hearing you. May you be one of them. So I've noticed that in Mabu, success cannot be achieved without favor. Bible says, by strength, finish it for me. No man. I know this, and I have connection. But those that obtain favor, they might not even know anybody. Favor finds them. Favor will find you. Let's check the Bible. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Exodus chapter 33, verse 13 to 15. Holy are you, Lord, all creation calls you God. Worthy is your name. I'm excited when I'm preaching and the presence of God is there. I have peace. I believe God that somebody is obtaining favor. Say, oh, thank you, precious Lord. The chain of somebody is breaking this morning. Thank you, precious Lord.
Is your name?
We worship Jesus.
We worship your majesty.
Let me worship it. Awesome God, come on.
Awesome God.
How great you are.
How great thou art.
You are God, Lord Jesus.
You are God. I see your miracle.
I stand in awe.
You stand in awe.
Your holy name.
Your holy name.
Lord, we bow.
Lord, we bow and worship you.
From where I stand, the Spirit of God has gone to your house. The doors of blessing you have been praying for, as you open your house, they follow you in the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 33, verse 13 to 15, and we read verse 17. I've not seen a stubborn guy like Moses, but he found favor. Now, therefore, I pray you, he found favor in your sight. Look at. Let me know your ways. Just show me how I'm going to get there. So I may know you. Becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with you. Recognizing and understanding your ways more clearly. And that I may find grace and favor in your sight. And consider also that this nation is your people. And the Lord said, my presence will go with you. I will not only show you the way. And I will give you rest. He asked for one thing. God gave him three. More than your questions. More than your prayers. More than your requests. The Lord will answer you in the name of Jesus. Say, my presence shall go with you. And I will give you rest. By bringing you and the people into the promised land. And Moses said unto him, actually, if your presence does not go with me, do not lead us up from here. Verse 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also beyond what you ask, that you have asked, for you have found favor. So when you have found favor, you ask for 50,000, God give you 500,000. It's a loving kindness and mercy in my sight. Because I know you personally and by name. Stretch your hand to that place. Let me pray for you. Where you have asked for one, God will give you 10. The favor of God. Where you have requested only 10, the favor of God will give you 1,000. Somebody here, you have been childish like Moses. Still, God will still answer you in the name of Jesus. Somebody here, you have been stubborn like Moses. Still, God will show you mercy. Somebody here, what God said you should do, you have been delaying. But now that you have settled to do it, God will show you great favor. If you are the one I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your blessings. Sit down, but don't go down in life. Moses was thrown away. Say you remember? In the water. The princess speaking. He was nurtured in the house of his enemy because he found favor. All the people looking for you to kill you, they will not see you. I'm not hearing. I said they will not see you. Why does David find favor? He said, I have known your name. He said, I have favored you among your siblings, among your friends, colleagues and contemporary. Are you ready? May you find favor in God's sight. Joseph was a slave. Not just a local slave, but a slave, a foreign slave. But Potiphar made him to be in charge of everything except his wife, because he found favor. They put him inside prison. He found favor. Anywhere he was going, he found favor. Why should he be the one that will be in charge in the foreign land as a slave? In the prison he was in charge. Why? Because he found favor. Come with me, let me show you this. Genesis 39, verse 3 and 4. The day I knew that God does not answer multitude, that day when I come to church, I don't make friends. Do your own, I do my own. So when God wants to share blessing, He give me my own. Amen. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands, a slave. And permit me to say, and Femi find favor. He said, and Joseph found favor in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over historical house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. There's somebody here listening to me now. Where they have relegated you, favor promotes you. There are positions that we could not occupy, but that favor can lift us there. Not only you, but you and your children. Favor will lift you in the name of Jesus. In the book of Esther, it was recorded that death was looming over the head of the Jews. Sure you remember? But it was canceled because Esther obtained favor. So when you obtain favor, it can affect the people that God has put in your hands. When I obtain favor, it can affect the people that God has put in my hands. Can I pray for you? Because of you, your family will obtain favor. Now, when I was growing, I was asking, the Bible said, this king, nobody can come and see him except he call for you. Have you ever wondered why? When you just go and walk into the king's office like that, you could startle him. It's very wrong. You just come and meet me in the office. Let me know you are coming. Then I'll say, come. And if he doesn't say, come, that means they'll go and kill the person. And next I say, if I die, die. And the king saw her. He just smiled and said, come in. The king that fast just left like that. We don't know where he did. Where others fail, you will break record. I didn't say you just succeed though. I said where others fail, you will break record. See, I am not just your pastor. I am your priest and prophet. As I'm speaking over your head will not reject prayer in the name of Jesus. Is anybody here that death penalty is looming over your head? And everywhere, that particular years, for more than 8 years, anywhere, death. Everybody will dream that they shot their father. They shot this me. I said, no, be me when they see you. I will do 92. Did you say man? What is man? not be me. All of a sudden, I said, not be me, oh. Now my enemy. Death. Which death? Don't you know that the death that you are seeing is for me to live long? Come off it. You are here, death penalty is looming over your head. By the power that sustained and favored Esther, I am praying for you. Favor, scatter them in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. It was recorded that when God wants to punish a particular city, everybody wipe them away. See? But Solomon Gomorrah, a family obtained favor. Wherever you are watching me from, whether you are here or wherever, all over the world, the judgment that will come unto others, you and your family, you will escape them in the name of Jesus. Genesis 19, from 18 to 19. And Lord said to them, oh, not that, my lords. Behold, now your servant has found favor in your sight. And you have magnified your kindness and mercy to me in saving my life, but I cannot escape to the mountain. He was even giving them condition. Let the evil overtake me and die. He said, I don't want to go to that place. Let me go to this place. Why? He found favor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me pray prayer for you, then I'll pray for my for our children. May you have options in life. I don't like you. Amen. May our children have options in life. In Jesus' name. So, this man and his family obtained favor. Mention your family name. Let me pray on them for you. Your family, by the favor of God, will escape the anger of God in the name of Jesus. I continue. God promised Abraham, I'm going to give you a special son. And at the time God was telling Abraham, he was over 80. He left his father's house around 75 years. So look at the time. And he was waiting. 12 years he waited and he didn't have any child. The Bible said he made a mistake and he had Ishmael. But God says, no Ishmael. You know what? And God did not talk to him again for 12 years. God did not talk to him again. God no talk to Ram again. After 12 years, God came back to him. Are you here today and you have made a mistake? Abraham found favor. God returned to him. God revisited him. God reactivated his promise for him. Favor is what I invoke over your life today. Where you have made mistake and God has said, I'm done. Favor will make God show you mercy in the name of Jesus. You're not hearing me. The favor of God will make him overlook your mistake in the name of Jesus. Look at me. That is why I cannot compare yourself with anybody. You don't know the kind of parents you have. You don't know the favor that is on their head. I've been telling you, man past man. You don't know? You don't know. Leaf past leaf. There are some leaves that are powerful than the other leaf. You don't know? Okay, you don't know. Bed like this. Past bed. You don't know? And I'm telling you, you think all beds are equal? When an eagle is in Ikoyi, from Ikoyi, he will see what's happening here. You're not telling me bird and dove, they are the same thing. There are some birds that when you touch their egg, you become leprosy, you die. Their egg. There are some birds, when you touch their death, they are dead. Though when you touch their dead body like this, the person will be wretched till they die. Bird. So, God has put power and favor in different things. Adjust your clothes. Let me pray for you. The favor of God will differentiate you among others in the name of Jesus. You know that today. Stop thinking all on one side. We are not the same. Some people pass you. Some people pass us. And you pass some people too. Am I confusing you? Carry your Bible. Let me show you something. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 5. See, Bible know the lie. And the Lord appeared unto him in a place of memory. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. That was Abraham. And he lifted his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground. Verse 3. And said, my Lord, there are three men. But he said, my Lord. The Bible said, the Lord appeared to him. He recognized them. Now I have found favor in your sight, pass not away. I pray thee from thy servants. Verse 4. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched. You wash your feet. You rest yourself under the tree. Verse 5. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your heart. After that you shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they say, so do as thou hast said. Now if you continue the passage, he prepared cake, he prepared goat meat. When you get to continue reading it, they ate cake, goat meat, Ben. The Lord drank milk in his house, Ben. After the Lord has finished doing this, the Lord said to him that your wife will, and look at me. Sarah did like this. We could not deceive herself. Still, God overlook it. God did what? That prophet said, even if God do this, the heaven, can this, God say, you're not going to chop out of it. But God overlook it. Is somebody here today? Yes, you have crossed your boundary. Yes, you have made mistake. I didn't say it's right for you to make mistake. But because favor has found you, God will overlook your mistake. I'm not hearing you. I say, favor overlook your mistake. If you are the one I'm praying for, let me hear a louder amen now. All the promise of God upon your life, they have been activated back now in the name of Jesus. You thought it is over, but God is starting all over in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear a louder amen now. Your reproach is gone. I'm not hearing. Your shame is gone. Your delay is gone. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. That person, there is a stain on your life because of your past mistake. Favor, remove your stain in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ruth lost her husband. And the husband, brother. Sure, you remember? And Orpah went back. But she refused to go back. She followed Naomi. Sure, you remember? Okay. Normally, in Israel, when something happened to you before you see husband again, you will hear me. It has to be a king's man from the tribe of your husband that will marry you. She thought marriage was over for her. But she did not just marry. She married a great man and she fell into the genealogy of Jesus. Favor found her. Favor will find you. Ruth chapter 2, verse 13. This girl, this lady, she's not an Israeli, but her name became a heading, a book in the Bible, because she found favor. Then she said, let me find favor on your side, my Lord, for you have comforted me, have spoken to my heart, to the heart of your handmaid, though I am not as one of you. He married her, and she became a mother in the genealogy of Jesus. You thought it's over. You thought it's over. Some of you think this is how you are going to be till you die. It's a lie. Thus saith the Lord. It's not over for you. Your best is still coming forth in the name of Jesus. You thought it's over for your children? Thus, hear the Lord. Your best is coming forth in the name of Jesus. Your amen is going down small, small. Mary, it was in the council of heaven that a particular lady, virgin, must carry. Jesus must come through a lady. Who will go for us? Mary was not holier than them. There are other virgins in the land, but she finds favor. Mention your name for me. I want to pray for you again. Among all others, you will obtain favor. Yeah. Carry your Bible. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Oh boy. Know the things you can achieve it by your strength. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city named Galilee, named Nazareth. I continue. I'm going to verse 27 now. To a virgin espoused, a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said unto her, Hail, thou art the highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among. Can I just down to pray for you? Blessed art thou among your mother's children. Blessed art thou among your colleagues. I can see you don't need my amen. Blessed art thou among your siblings. Blessed art thou among all others in the name of Jesus. From you, something great will give birth to you, will give birth through you in the name of Jesus Christ. We don't know the name and the family of Mary before, but favor made us to know. From you, your family will be noticed on earth in the name of Jesus. Outstanding victory will come through you in the name of Jesus. By the favor you will receive, the name, the shame of your family will be raised in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive effortless victory from now on in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Sit down, but don't go down. Amen. Let me give you two more. Gideon was hiding food to eat. As you have somebody coming, you are hiding bread to eat. The Midianites were stronger than the Israelites. Don't forget. The Midianites, they are stronger than Israelites those days. And they showed them pepper. All their harvest, they will enter their farm. And they will eat their and destroy their produce. But God used one man. Not with 3,000 soldiers, one man to defeat all the whole Midianite because he found favor. Stretch your hand to this altar. Let me pray for you if you are not tired. Every time, person, stretch your hands. Person, stretch your hand. Yes, stretch your hand. I want to pray on this for you. Benny, God will use you to change the story of your family. The financial story of your family will change through you in the name of Jesus. God will use you to bring victory into that family in the name of Jesus. God will use you to change the status of that family in the name of Jesus. If you are the one and pray for, shout to the amen and count your blessings. Sit down, but don't go down with your life. Judges chapter 6, verse 14 to 17. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this your might, in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Thou you, have I not sent you? And before that verse, he was saying that, that my family is Benjamin, we are the least, and I'm the least and the least. But God said, I've sent you. Verse 15. And he said unto him, O Lord, how come? How he said, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family, not my family. He said, his family is the poor in Manasseh, and him is the least among his father's house. Verse 16. And the Lord said, Surely said, I will be with you, and thou shalt smite, you will smite the Midianites. The Midianite that is disturbing the whole, whatever was disturbing your family before you arrived, God will use it to destroy them. the poverty troubling your family, God wants to remove them. And thou shalt smite the Midianites, you, as one man. As one man. Midianites, with all Israel, you. Adjust yourself. Let me pray for you. What was difficult for your father, now that you are in that scene, you will be a one-man change agent in the name of Jesus. Verse 17. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in your sight. Anywhere you see mercy, kindness, favor, that's the same thing in the side. Then show me a sign that thou talkest to me. I'm stopping there. And God said, anything you ask. And God gave me a sign. God does not negotiate with people. But because he found favor, that's why God was talking to him. Amen. When you find favor, you'll be talking to God, will be replying, you'll be doing. When God is done, zap, the person is gone. You will not die before your time. Yeah. Now, this is only for 80 of you. The favor of God will fight your battles for you. Yeah. When I change my prayer, you know what? The place where they are spoiling me, it is from there. People will come and say, I've been looking for him. Because I change my prayer. Stop saying that people not talk about you. God will turn that gossip and bad whatever, God will turn it to advert for you. Yeah. Boy said, I've been looking for you. And I have somebody talking about you. Then the favor of God will fight your battles for you. Yeah. Okay? The favor of God will bring riches and wealth to you. Yeah. The favor of God through you will set your family free. The wealth of Gentiles will be submitted to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Israelites served Egyptians for 430 years. In Exodus chapter 12 from 35 to 36. But they did not go empty handed. Something happened. They collected the riches of their masters. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they borrowed of the Egyptian jewels. Of gold and silver and jewels of silver and raiment. Continue 36. And the Lord gave the people favor. Are you one of the people God with favor? In the sight of the Egyptians. So that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. Stretch your hand to that passage. Let me pray for you. Everything that belongs to you. The people that took your father, your mother, your grandfather as slaves, for years you are collecting the blessings back. I'm not hearing you. Where you have served and labor. If I were your fathers have served and labor, you that you have come now, may you enjoy the riches in the name of Jesus. I say one prayer for you three times. Are you ready? You will not end this month empty handed. Second time, you will not end this year empty handed. All time, you will not end your life empty handed. What you are looking for, the Lord will put it in your hand. Not hearing your favor, will put it in your hand. Sit down. I was telling the pastors, and I said, I lie not. Everything God gave me, it will be. I sat down like this, and God brought them to me. Everything. Sit down very well. Let me pray for you. Are you ready? Everything that belongs to you. Some people, your table is set in Europe, America, Venezuela, anywhere, and you are here now. Of you, your table is set in the government somewhere. Are you seated very well? Where you are seated, the Lord will bring them to you. You didn't hear me. Where you are seated, favor will bring them to you. If you are the one I pray for, shout three amen and pack your blessings. What do I do? So that I will keep on finding favor in the sight of God. You must be born again and remain so. Not born again 10 years ago and this year you have changed. Not born again some 5 years ago and pressure has changed you. No, you must remain so. Number two. I'll give you seven, number two. They are just points. let your heart pant after God and the interest of his kingdom. Everything is not you. My wife, my babe, my children. Let your heart pant after God.
As the dead panted for the water's so long and after her.
Let your heart pant after God. Let your heart pant after God and his kingdom. Everything is not about you alone. If everything about you, there's going to be a problem.
You are Lord, are my strength and shield. You are Lord, makes my spirit. You are Lord.
You.
People God favored, they are selfless people. Everything's not about you. I'm telling you, everything's not about you. The Bible says a man's harvest was so much, and he was breaking bands and building and building. And he said, oh my soul, God said, you are even claiming your soul. Now you get so. He said, extend. God said that night his life was taken. He didn't obtain favor. He obtained opposite of favor because he was greedy. I said, if you buy now, look, you will not believe the people that will use your car. Oh my God. You will not believe the people that will carry your cups. You will not believe. A pastor and the pastor's wife, the man died. When the man died, the wife called me that night and said, where do we dump daddy? So I can't sleep in the room with him. Where do we? I said, what did you say now? That night, he was dumped somewhere. Now you, they love. You'll be shocked, the people that loves you. If you eye me, I will eye you back. Now you, they love. Why don't you love God? And let him take care of the rest. Number three. Stay in love with God. Stay in love with God. Stay in love with God. Love him first so that nobody will kill you before your time. See, there is a level you love and serve God, eh? God becomes jealous over you. The person that will marry you will hear him where? Because God himself will scrutinize them before they get to you.
I love you, Lord. Yes, I love
you, Lord. You are God.
The first test that God gives people to know whether they love him is the test of greed. Greed. The day I'm going to teach you the end of greedy people, eh? I'm telling you, all greedy people in the Bible, God killed them. I'll show you 12. Greedy people, God killed them. Generous people, God visit them. From Cornelius. Cornelius doesn't know God, though. God came. All givers, God came. Greedy people, God pie them. In 1 to 20, no son give. I'm teaching you. We know it's time. I'm not raising offering. I'm just teaching you. There are things you do. God pay attention to you that there's a guy there. Go for it. Remember again, let your heart pant after God. Love God. Number four, serve God. See, some of you want to serve your boss, serve people, serve family. When you are finished completely and you have turned to Tokumbo, your ways are shifted. You now want to carry the Tokumbo body to come and serve God. God said, no, in the military, I look for young boys. God wants you when you are young, not when you are old and finished. Military, then they employ old men. When did they employ them? When they recruit them? 16, 15. God wants you to serve him from 15, 16. Your life has budget that barood and you know, when you're not working like this, I want to serve God. I want you to ask pilot you good. You are angry, so hallelujah. Look. I am not one of those pastors that you verify that I'm not here to please you. God said, remember now, in the days of what? When I was younger than this, we prophesied, and I'm still prophesying. Can you say anybody that prophesied now? No, not Lappy. Let me give you microphone now. Prophesy, you say, prophesy. Even you're speaking, everybody will say, scatter, shatter, bala. Everybody will scatter. Days of your youth. When I tell people, they don't believe it. It's not a joke. Serve God now. Serve God where? Now. Begin to serve God. In the days of your... You are still young. Don't let government use you finish. You are threat. Your leg is 1.5. You are now carrying that body to God. And I want to thank God. God said, no. I don't collect wasted, useless material. God wants you where you are strong. Where you can pursue your enemies. Now, when you hear a gun, you drop microphone. You run. Shall I continue? In one sprinting, I'm on favor, turn to battle. What's happening? Just monitor. Continue. Listen to this. Where you are going to, you will get there. Yeah. Number 5, walk in obedience with God. Remember Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19? He said, if you are willing obedience, you will eat the best of the land. He said, if they rebel, he said, they are finished. Number 6, be committed to sacrificial giving. The Bible says, is anybody rejoicing among you? Rejoice with them. The people that need us to be blessed, bless them. Number 7, and the last one. Are you there? You see that word in Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15. Take pleasure in matters of the kingdom. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. I'm going to teach you in this church very soon that anywhere you see favor, you see her. God loves women so much. Anywhere you see judgment, you see man. For thou man, your man shall die. Have you noticed? Women shout hallelujah. God love you. Anytime you see advert, if the advert is about pain, you see man, you'll be suffering like this. If it's about rubbing cream, the woman, Men, anyway, you are so. This life doesn't favor man. People always love women and dogs. Man will pay before it. 50-year-old woman, somebody say, I'm mama the mama. The bad woman say, she's short. You are 60, who will tell you papa the papa? Which papa the papa? Except you have money very well. And what they are saying is your pocket is your pocket. Oh, man, I will see you last Sunday of August. Psalm 102, let's be serious here. For time to favor him, Joe. Yeah, the third time has come. For thy servant take pleasures in the materials, the stones. And favor the dust, the materials thereof. You understand now? Verse 15. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord and all the kings of the earth. The glory. Help me with the next verse. Let me see. God wants you to be interested in a matter of kingdom building. Permit me to say, build the kingdom before you build your house. Somebody say, I hear you. I finished this message. And I'm finishing on a note that God has faced you and your family to favor you. Rise on your feet and let us pray. One day of favor with God is much more than 1,000 years of suffering. And where God faced your family, and where God faced you, all the suffering your family has experienced, you begin to diminish. Why? Because one day of favor. Somebody say, one day of favor. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you for your word. Go ahead and say, Lord, with this word, I cannot fail in life. Go ahead and thank you for his word. Thank you for your word. You are not saying it. Thank you for your word. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name I pray. The opposite of favor is rejection. Everybody here, you have to pray against rejection. Say after me, say, blood of Jesus. Cleanse my life from every form of rejection. Say what I said now. Let me hear you now. Say every deposit of rejection in my life. You know why you're not praying? Oh, pray. I told you interviews I've attended in life and I met wicked people. By the time they finish, I'm the one they took. And when I was 2-3 months there, I've gone to another one. Ben. They are looking for secretary in nursing home. Secretary. Temporary secretary. I went there, not with my certificate, as a typist. Because they don't want the person to work more than 1 month. Ben. By the time I finished typing on computer, they employed me. Even when the woman came, I was still there. Ben. Because I found favor. So, Badra, rejection must be something that must live your life today. Every deposit of rejection in my life. Blood of Jesus, remove them from my destiny. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself like that. Are they praying here? Are they praying here? Deposit of rejection in my life. Are they praying, Jeff? The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord of my salvation. Are they praying? Are they praying?
The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted.
Are they praying here?
The Lord reigns. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my
in Jesus, mighty name we pray. Come. Come quickly. Come. I want to provoke you. Everybody pray like this. Every negative oral in my life. You didn't say it well. If I tell you to take a barrel now to write, there is no boy that has ever prospered in your family. No one person. The Lord said, that family is inside the mud. They are inside excreta. Ben. That's why I said, I want to provoke you. Step aside here. I'm coming. Church, pray. Every negative oral in my life. So it takes one mad girl or one mad man in the family that says, I'm not going to take this one. Whatever they said, and that's why they're born waiting. Have I told you I read the Quran 7 times? Is there any power bigger than this Bible? When I didn't see it again, I said, oh, Pari, there's no, I can't go to court because I've seen that all power I read the Bible. I carry Hebrew Bible. I interpreted in Greek and Hebrew. I said, oh, power is here. Oh, party, I'm not looking for anything again. If I say we should pray for 3 minutes, you get strength to pray?
Yes, sir.
You get strength to pray for 3 minutes?
Yes, sir.
3 minutes, new.
Yes,
are you ready?
Yes,
every negative aura.
Wait,
the family coming from the toilet and the family coming from the kitchen, do they have the same smell? They're coming from the toilet like this. But they're coming from the kitchen. Something is smelling here. It's different where you are coming from. So if you are here now, there's a negative for that. So you will pray the prayer. Yeah, I'll pray for you. Hello, the family here. Benny, but it will change now. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, every negative oral in my life, family smell, clear away by the blood of Jesus. Somebody, are you praying here? They are not praying. They are not praying very well. Are they praying themselves? Are they praying there? Are you praying at all? You have 2 minutes more to pray. 2 minutes more. Are they praying here? Are they praying? Madam, lift up your voice. You have 1 minute more to pray. You have 1 minute more to pray. You have 30 seconds more to pray. Are they praying here? You have 10 seconds more to pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Know that, let me pray for you. The time I started harassing us, but we are going to pray very well. Anybody here that you come from a smelling background, the blood of Jesus is cleansing you.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus is cleansing you.
Amen.
Put oil on your head. The blood of Jesus is cleansing you.
Amen.
You used to sew wedding gown. Married gown. You know married gown now. So you used to sew it and things was fine for you before. All of a sudden, it stopped. Right now, the people that put agbano on that thing, I remove them now in the name of Jesus. I didn't even call out. You're very fast, eh? No market again, not even one. Why? From today. Kill agbano in English now. The Vola, my friend, 15 hours later. The Vola, I'm praying for you. I had to leave that one because you ran out. It's removed from your life now in the name of Jesus. Church, I'm praying for you. Anybody here, that business stop, the flow stop. Let the Vola disappear in the name of Jesus. Start up. You are delivered in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Put your two hands on my hand. When you get on, go and put your hand on that business. It rises again. And please pay your tithe. God bless you. Bye-bye. Stretch your hand. I'm still praying for this lady. We'll clap for Jesus. Don't worry. Very sharp. Very sharp. I'm taking time because it has been long. It's over 45 years. Burning. Ancient of Days. Ancient of Days. Begin to cleanse the family of Johnson. Begin to cleanse the ancestry of Johnson. Begin to remove every parchment of problem upon the lives of these ones. In the name of Jesus. I disconnect you from a smelling background. And I connect you to a favorable background in the name of Jesus. I disconnect you from a begging background. I connect you to a glory background in the name of Jesus. We change your ancestry today from nothing to greatness. In the name of the Father. Shamidada, in the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Rise up and please serve God in any church you are going to. Clap for Jesus now. Hallelujah. Let us pray together. Say after me, say, I reject the spirit of failure and rejection. You know what? When I became a pastor, something happened to me. All the places that did not answer me quickly when I was asked, writing for employment, they started writing me when I became a pastor. All the places. They started writing me. You are now clinical. You are now clinical. We are waiting for you, our programmer. I bet all of them. When I became a pastor. And I said, God said, well, try it. If I will not disgrace you. I reject failure. Look at me. I told you something. I want to say it again. I have never told my family I don't have money. There are some things that don't come out from my mouth. I plan and I pray that I will not tell my children the story of failure. And I want to pray for you. You will not tell your children the story of failure, but story of success in the name of Jesus. And what we are praying strategically, so follow me as we pray. So it remains 2 minutes, but I'm going to take 10 minutes from you. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm begging for 10 minutes. Can you give that to me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, so pray. Say after me, I reject failure.
I reject failure.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I reject rejection.
I reject rejection.
Your spirit of failure and rejection? From my background. Back off in the name of Jesus. Now pray the prayer, every one of you. Go. And they pray, we cry, Abba Father. Back off.
Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Every customer service work you are doing that is they are planning to give you shame, you're on my left hand side like this, do customer service, and they call you. Now I pray, any shame prepared for you, I command them to stop in the name of Jesus. Pray like this, everyone. Father, perfume my life with your favor. Can I tell you this? Anywhere you get to, that you are here, a lady or you are not a lady, and people are telling you, ah, madam, you are fine, it's because of favor. Before, you are not telling you they are fine now. When prayer started happening in your life, people will be attracted to you. But the only thing in your head is, maybe they want us to be sleeping. Those are, no. And attraction sometimes will make people, some people want to sleep with you. But don't let the attraction enter your head. Not know that something has happened. I prayed for one of my daughters here. I said, Daddy, what did you put in that honey? Every man has been looking at me. I said, Benny. But you have to know what you want. Benny. Pray and move. See, Benny. Leak. Benny. Edeka Badra. Baptize me. Perfume me. With your favor. I'm not hearing you. A family ran here that somebody was coming to see them, and the person is coming from Abuja, and life is difficult for them. I said, when the person come, make sure that the particular, I said, a particular child, let that child stay with them in the parlor. They look and they say, this child will follow us. So very stingy family. I see, he's not following anywhere. They gave that girl 5 million, and they have never helped anybody. They gave a girl of 12 years old 5 million. Give us your account. The mother said, account today. Very stingy. Benny, that girl is the attractor, magnetic magnet of favor. May you be the magnet of favor. Yeah. Let me see your hand. Say, Father, perfume of favor. Pour upon my life. Are you praying already? They are not praying. What happened? They are not praying. They are not praying. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, let your favor open strategic doors for me. Say it again, let me hear you. Say it again, let me hear you. Yes, they said he's not qualified. They said, but there's something about that lady. There's something about her. Let your favor open strategic doors. Open strategic doors for me. Open it for me. They will be saying, call him, sir. Call her, sir. Why? There's something about him. Call him. Let your favor. Bible says, in his favor is life. When there's no favor, there is no life. There is suffering. Let your favor open strategic doors for me. Say, let me hear you. Now pray like that. Let me hear you. Why are you not praying out? Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Abel, can put your hand on your head. Anybody here that your things are always delayed? Okay. I've already told your mother what she's going to do. I just remember that now. Anybody here that your things are always late? Because you come in contact with this anointing. Let the anointing of delay break over your life in the name of Jesus. I say, anybody here that your things are always delayed? Anybody here that your things are difficult? Because you came in contact with this anointing, say, let the power of delay lose its grip on our life in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your chest. Sickness is coming. Hypertension. High blood pressure. Get out of there in the name of Jesus. That's how I'll be praying for you. Think I'm joking? You think it's that tacky? Hypertension. High blood pressure. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. Stretch out to this altar. Whatever God has not planted in your life, I command them to go now in the name of Jesus. Any document you have signed for people that will bring shame to you, Mamza. Does that make sense? You are from family of Mamza. Come. Where are you? Mamza. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mamza. Clap for you and they come. Mamza. Say, stand there. Stand. Don't need them. I'm coming. I'm still praying. Anybody here, you sign. You sign. You plan to help them. But they are planning to give you shame. Because I'm seeing you now. I command shame to reverse in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. I'm still praying. You are there. You are there. You plan to assist them. But they are saying we go show her. They are saying we go show him. I command people to turn against them in the name of Jesus. Anything that will make Interpol to come after you. Now pray as they pray for you. We are the planet. I turn the table now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. The Lord took me to the family of Mamza. The Lord picked for me. The man is June. I pray for you right now that the sickness they want to fire into your life, return back to sender in the name of Jesus. Kneel down. Pour oil on his head. Pour oil on his head. You see, 4 minutes more, I'll release you now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everybody, hold your waist. Don't be angry. What kind of church is this? And always again, always! Anything called stroke. Anything called spinal problem. I say, always, you are looking at me, say. Now, so we go to play here. Like play. The enemy no go fit catch you. Have you hold your waist?
Yes,
if your hand cannot hold your waist, employ somebody to carry. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Anything call. Why are people wicked like this? Anything call stroke. Anything call spinal cord problem. I curse them now in the name of Jesus. If it's already in your system, because you are in this assembly now, you are watching me. You are delivered by fire in the name of Jesus. You are delivered in the name of the Father. You are delivered in the name of the Son. You are delivered in the name of the Holy Spirit. The power that pressed people down in that family called Mamza. Mention your family name. Let me hear you too. That power release you now in the name of Jesus. Femi Akiola is my name. We are 10 steps ahead of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Congratulations, stand up. Congratulations. Go back. You have escaped stroke. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you before we go. This is what God said I should do. Any power living in that house with you. Femi Akinola is my name. I am an agent of the Lord Jesus. As you are entering that house, let them live for you in the name of Jesus. Every dream of shame, every dream of debt, every dream of nakedness, every dream of walking barefooted, every dream of loss, every dream of crisis, they are collecting your cap in the dream, they are collecting your bag in the airport. I reverse it now in the name of Jesus. What you did not know about, the problem you did not know about, and they want to bring you in to put you into trouble, I decree deliverance upon your life in the name of Jesus. I connect your name to favor. From today, you will not be rejected. I'm not hearing. Let me come here. From today, you will not be rejected. From today, they will accept you. What is yours will be given to you. In fact, as you sleep, you will see a reversal of that dream in the name of Jesus. Your divine original will appear by fire. When the Lord said we should pray, he said, pray every Wednesday from 7 to 9. I am not disobedient to the heavenly calling. Because I did not disobey. And you obeyed and you came for this prayer. All doors that will lead you to your success, they are hereby open. There's an anointing I enjoy that where I sit, breakthrough come. Now from today, where you are seated, where God put you, your doors are opening for you from there in the name of Jesus. Will you say amen? You will not suffer. Will you say amen? Your children will not suffer. Will you say amen? You will not be hindered. Your children will not be hindered. Number three, will you say amen? You will not be stagnated in life. Your children will not be stagnated in life. Anybody you have called to eat and they have collected your spoon from you, Benny, you're on my left. I command, oh yeah, take back your spoon in the name of Jesus. I address this one to your head. Your head will not reject prayer. Your testimony has started. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you help me clap for Jesus a little?
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, times 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising of people of integrity. Power, purpose, and dominion.